Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Dark Lord Clementine by Sarah Jean Horwitz. Narrated by Marissa Chiz. Not Chipping. Clementine Morceris awoke one morning to discover that her father had no nose. This was not exactly unexpected. Several mornings previously, the Dark Lord Elithor Morceris had greeted her with slightly less nose than usual, and a bit of a weaker chin. The difference was so small that Clementine, who was quite small herself, barely noticed it. She did notice something different about him. He was her father, after all. But she thought perhaps he had gotten a rather unflattering haircut. An unflattering haircut could not explain the next few days, however, as the Dark Lord Elithor's nose became skinnier and skinnier, and his chin weaker and weaker. It could also not explain why his skin took on the raw-looking texture of freshly chopped wood, or why the ends of his fingers sharpened first into long points, and then shorter and shorter ones. It was as if every day something were eating away at him. Chipping away at him, Clementine's mind helpfully suggested. But the Dark Lord carried on as if nothing were the matter, even when the tip of his finger snapped off as he was ladling out the pea soup at dinner. It was so light it barely made a plop as it landed in the tureen. They ate the soup anyway. Clementine Morceris knew that if the Dark Lord Elithor had three gifts in this world, they were 1. The invention and implementation of magical dastardly deeds. 2. Math. 3. Not talking about anything. But the day she sat down to breakfast, rubbed the last bits of sleep from her eyes.